Okay, we are holding in Siman Ayin Gimel. Hayashanim Ishto Vonav Ech Yisnaheg. How a person should conduct oneself in terms of Kriya Shema if they're in bed with their wife or with their children. Zivin Zmechaber Alf. Shnaim Shaha Yeshenim Betalis Echor Vasar Shnehem Nogeim Zeboze. So if you have two people who are lying in the bed and there's one sheet, and this, their flesh is touching each other. Lo yikra kriya shma ela imkin haisa talis mafsekes beinehem mimos nehem ulamato. So they cannot say the shma unless there is a talis, as a sheet separating them from their waist and downward. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph Nogim Nokat Nogim. The reason I mentioned Nogim Mishum Da'az also the crows below have sakas talis, because in that case, if it's touching, then they can't recite the shma even if there isn't a separation of a sheet. Even if they want to turn their faces away from each other, if they're sitting, lying face to face, they're not allowed to say Shema without a separation of a sheet, even if they're not actually touching each other. When you're touching, you're lying down close to your friend. Mr. Sifkatin Beis Lo Yikra Shem Yavol De Hirhor, because you might have hirhor, inappropriate indecent thoughts while reciting the Shema. Beneihem, between them, Vaaz Afi the Peneihem Ze Lo Ze Mutar. If there is a sheet, then even if they're facing each other, that's allowed. Deshuv Lo Yavol De Hirhor, because with this, it's not going to come. The body's not exposed. It's not going to come to inappropriate thoughts. Now, where does the cover have to be? Lamata, from the waist and down. Avab masnehem lamala, but from the waist and up. Afilu basram no geya ze bo ze lo osi lede hirhor. If you have it lamala, above, even if the flesh is not touching it, then you're not going to come to have anything, any inappropriate thoughts. Vido, you should know the bechoz. It's a chigamkin kishiotzi roisha lechutz. It's even when your head is sticking out above the sheet. Shloihe einav yucha li roises ha'erva. Your eyes cannot see your own nakedness. V'tzarech gamkein lachotz al libo shelo yehei libo roes ha'erva. You have to make a separation between the upper part and the lower part of your body, so libo won't see the erva. Ki lekaman bereish simen ayin dal. It's going to be coming up in the next simen. Ayin sham besif katan beiz mashik savne od bezes. So God willing, we'll learn more about this. Kasa pri chadosh dinire lo diim bidi eved kora below hachazaras ponim v'lo hafsakas talis. You didn't turn away, you didn't have a sheet uncovering. So bidi evid, one is yotze, after the fact. Ayin sham. A prima god, a mefak pek bezeh, he questions this whole thing. V'chein b'seif Yeshua's Yaakov, ayin sham. In the Bir Halacha, he brings a very interesting idea towards the bottom. This whole idea about the hirhurim. So at the bottom he says, kishikore kriyashma o mispalel o medaber divrei Torah b'fiv. To think words of Torah, you're allowed to think, even in this situation, even when the erva is revealed. Certainly in this case. He writes, for this reason, that one is allowed to think holy thoughts at the time of Tashmish, because we say the Hirhur is not like speaking in this particular context. So just an interesting horror from the Ber Halacha. Continuing now back in the Shulchan Aruch with Siv Beis, Im Hayoshen Im Ishto, if you're lying in bed with your wife, Kore v'chazaras ponim letzarech acher v'afilu below hafsakas talis. So you can read, say the Shema by turning your head away, even without the separation of a sheet. Mishum dechashiv kegufo, because she's considered like your guf. V'yesh mi she'oyser v'nochel nochush ledvorav. So some say it's oser, and the correct thing is to be concerned for this opinion. Now, Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan, hey, im ishto, mishun, de ishto kegufo, v'ragibo, v'leke hirhor. Because this concept of ishto kegufo, the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, by Hanukkah and other places, extends this concept of ishto kegufo. Really, where we find this concept is in the realm within Eidus, within giving testimony in a Beis Din. We say that persons, your wife's relatives are like your relatives. That's what we mean when we say normally the traditional understanding of ishto kegufo. Mikom malkam tzarech hazaras ponim. You still have to turn away your face. Defonim lahade ponim iyeshal leika hirhur. Because when you're facing each other, it's impossible there won't be any hirhur. Ve'im ha'ish mechazir ponav levad va'isha nish'eres kimos shehi. Only he turns away and she does not. Af shepaneh neged achorav mikol makom hu mutar likros. It's allowed to. Deshuv leka hiru, because there's no longer any concern for inappropriate thoughts. Belvad shlo yehei besar nogeh be'ervasoh. As long as his flesh is not touching her erva. Aval im tarvaihu ritzonam likros. But let's say they both want to recite the Shema. Az gam hi tzricha lachzor paneha. So she also has to turn away. Afila basaram nogim ze baze mutaram likros. Even if when they turn away, then their skin is touching each other, that would be permitted to say Shema. Vav, it is osir. That's the yesh. That was the yesh omrim. He says it's correct to be concerned for this. Roitz lomar means below havsakas talus, without a sheet in between. Lefi divrehem tzarech ma'od lizacher bazeh bekriyas shema sh'al hamita. One has to be very concerned for this. When someone's saying shema at night with birkas hamapil the bracha, sheyeh b'nehem havsakas talus. There should be a sheet between them. Va'oz afilu ponim lahadi ponim mutter. Because if there is, then one they could even be facing each other. Kinal, as we said. Okay, Siv Gimel, Im HaYashin, Im Bonav, the person sleeping with their children, with his sons, Ba'odam Kitanim, while they're still Kitanim, we'll explain how old that is, Mutalikrois, Bachazaras Ponim, Below Havsakas Talas. So you're allowed to say the Shema just by turning away without a sheet in between. Vimhim Gedolim, if they're Gedolim, again, we'll explain what that is, Tzarech Lahavsakas Talas. One would require, for the case of a Gadol, a child who is a Gadol, to have a sheet in between them. Begins the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, Sivkatan Zayin, Im Bonav, Diladidu Kule Alma, Amrin and Kaven de Gaspahen, Chashuvin Kagufo, Veleki Hirhura. Because Gaspah, they're overly familiar, they're friendly with them, so there's no concept of inappropriate thought. Mikol Malkam, Ponim, Lahade Ponim, Osir. But they're facing each other, then it would be Osir. Prichodesh Mekel Bazet, the Prichodesh is Mekel in this, right? However, he brings in the Dirshu brings also the Chazanish was making illness, the Hevi Raya, the Besefer Maimon Mordechai Birka Yosef Dochu Rayoso. So they are not impressed with his Raya; they reject it. Umash Maod Medivrei HaMaimon Mordechai Dafila Im Neima De Ein Tzarich Lachzir Ponim. Even if you're going to say you don't have to turn your face away, Al Kain Ponim Benogeh Ervoso Bevesaram Olhefech Oser. So even if the erva, the flesh is touching the other's erva, so then in that case it would be prohibited. Sifkatin ches b'chazaras ponim, by turning one's face away. Haynishe achorehem zebazes, their backsides are touching each other. Im pnei bonov neged achorov, if the child's facing his back, tzorech al kol ponim lizoher shlo yehei besaro noge be'ervoson, that the boss shouldn't be touching the erva. Okay, nearly, it appears to me. V'ray melekamon, simen ayin dalet, sif hey, we'll get to that. Demuchach de'im besaro nogeya be'ervas, chaveiro gamkin oser. If your boss is touching somebody else's erva, then it's not allowed. So who had dinam, you'll be here by one's child. That would be like ketanim, so gedolim. Who had din ketanim, acherei acherim. She'ein bonov. This would apply also to a katan who is not one's biological child. Ach lefimash mevur lekamim besimin ayin hay sifdal b'haga the katan kozman she'ein roy levia. The entire time that a katan is not at the age for relationships. Hainu b'zocher ad tes shanim v'yomechod v'nekeva ad bas gimel v'yomechod. So for a boy it'll be 9, for a girl it'll be 3. Ein ervasa erva. So al pidin, it doesn't have a shame erva. Lechora gam le'inyanenu yesh lehakel imadayin lo higia hazman. So one could be makel in this case as well if the child has not reached that age. The last halacha in this simen, Dalid. Ad kamehim chashuvim ketanim. So up to what point do we consider them to be minors? Hatinok ad shihubo lo yud beis shanim, v'hatinokas ad shihu lo yud aleph shanim. So for boy up till 12, till girl up to 11. Afil heviu shtei saros mutter. Even if they bring two pubic hairs, it's still mutter. Uveshas yud gimel latinok li yud beis latinokas. But time to 13 for a boy or 12 for a girl. Im heviu shtei saros oser. If they have brought forth two pubic hairs, then it's osir. Below hefseg ve'im lohe viyushte saros mutter. But if they have not brought the stei saros, then in that case it would be allowed. Umishnas yud gimel ve'elach latinok from 13 and onward for a boy ve'yud beis latinokis and 12 and onward for a girl. Afil lohe viyushte saros. Even if they haven't yet brought the stei saros, but they've reached the age of 12 and 13 respectively, says the Mechaber, that's osir. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Yud, Mishnas yud gimel, Roitz lomer. From the first day of that year, Umishnas Yud Gimel Ve'elach from the 13 and onward. Roitz Lomer Gam King Tekev Hushlam Hashnas Hashlosh Asar. Immediately as the day of the 13th year starts, Ve'ein Sarach Yud Gimel Shon LeYom Echad. We don't need the one more day into that year. Rak Shlemus. Ve'yom Haleda Gam King Bichlal. And the birthday is included in that day. Kigon, for example, Afili Im Nola Be'echad B'Tishrei B'Sof Hayom. Even if they're born late in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah. When it begins now the night of Rosh Hashanah in the following year, at that point in time, we don't say you have to wait till the next hour, or next afternoon, right? No, at the point where it started, they become a gadol. So here, by talking about what's considered a gadol for erva, same thing by a bar mitzvah. Ach, Sham the inyan gam kein shtei saros. Over there for bar mitzvah, we acquire the shtei saros as well. Ayin le'el b'simin nun hei sif tes mishnah b'rusham. So back there, he was explaining that was the nun hei, if we recall, is the simin dealing with the laws of kaddish. So he gives the same definitions as well. The last sifkot in yud aleph imeviu shtei saros. If they brought the two pubic hairs, ayin b'mogim avram shakos of dilfi ma shaposa katur be'evin ha'ezer simin chaf aleph. Osir mishyagia hazman hazeh afilu lo heviu shtei saros. So he says that's osir once they get this age, even if they have not yet brought the shtei saros. Vigam afilu below kriyashma asurim lishon biyachad arumim bekerov bosir. And even we forget shema, you can't sleep next to them when the flesh is touching. Osir mishyagia hazman hazeh. Once they reach this age, the ayin bechelkas mechalkeku beis shmuel sham. Okay, we'll stop here.